So, kids, yes, you want to come up the front here, up the front chairs? Yes, I've got something I want to show you. Yesterday something remarkable happened, and it happens every year about this time. It's the beginning of trout fishing season. Did you know that? Did you care?
Open that up for me and see what's in there. And this is one of those kind of fishing rods. You know about these, don't you? Anybody here catching fish lately? You've been fishing? Anybody here?
Jack, yes.
You've been fishing, Jack? Cool. Did you catch something? You did?
A baby fish.
Cool. That's good. I'm glad you caught a baby fish. So we know this is a big fishing line, and got something else to catch the fish in. Got to have one of those. It hasn't been cleaned out since the last time, so it's authentic. Big word, isn't it? So we go fishing, and where do we go fishing around here? Good places? Anybody know of a good place? What about the Matoa River? Is that a good place to go fishing? It is. Any other places?
Waikaka River.
The Waikaka River. We've got a river in Waikaka. Cool. It's got plenty of fish in it?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. We'll go fishing there. What happens if you don't catch any fish? You keep coming back?
You're going to buy chocolate.
Sounds like experience.
Glad the children are participating this morning. Yeah, we go and buy a chocolate fish. I tell you what you've got to do when you go fishing and you don't catch any fish. You've got to keep trying, haven't you? And if you keep on trying and you still don't catch any fish, you need a lot of something. Can anybody think what you need a lot of?
Patience.
Yes, you do. A lot of patience. You can only be a good fisher person if you have a lot of patience, all right? And that's using this kind of fishing. If you want to do another kind of fishing, and I'll see if I can get this one here. Now, this is where you've got to have, a lot of patience. A lot of patience. Does anybody do this kind of fishing?
My dad does.
It's called fly fishing. Mm-hmm. And in here, you open up this little pack here, you'll see all kinds of different little flies. See those?
Soft,
but they've got hooks in them, so don't put your finger too close, will
you? Yeah.
Now, this kind of fishing, you've got to figure out what kind of food that the fish are eating. And then you've got to try and sing one of those fish. Instead of in that muddy Matoa River, you've got to see one of those fish, and then you've got to get that line and just flick it over there and let the little fly come down and grab it. But what happens if you don't catch one of those and you don't see them? Day after day, sometimes you've got to have a lot of
patience.
Who can tell me what patience means? Yes.
Waiting.
Waiting. Does your mum have to wait on you very often? You gotta wait on her? This is for the adults. I was told that a woman had to wait 9 months on me. It's only fair I should wait the rest of my life. Patience. Until something happens, and it does take a long time sometimes. Do we get tired of being patient? Do we get impatient about being patient? Yes, we do. Well, I am so glad to tell you this morning, that God never gets impatient. He is always patient. He's always waiting, and he's very happy to wait for us. Did you know that? Very, very patient. Did you know that God is patient? He is. He's an amazing God. He's always very, very patient with us. So when we don't do the right things, do you think God is going to hurt us?
No. He's patient with us. When we mess up, is God going to hurt us for that?
He's patient with us. I'm so glad of that, aren't you? Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to sing a song now, I think, aren't we? And it's special for you. Is that right? It's cool.
Yeah.